Yes, joyful are those who live like this. Joyful indeed are those whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please open our eyes to see the truth in your word, so that we may be nourished by the food, the spiritual food, that you have prepared for us for this day. Good morning, saints. Our readings this morning, Psalm 144, verse 11 to 15. I'm just going to go back to verse 9. I will sing a new song to you, O God. I will sing your praises with a 10-stringed harp. For you grant victory to kings. You rescued your servant David from the fatal sword. Save me, rescue me from the power of my enemies. Their mouths are full of lies. They swear to tell the truth, but they lie instead. May our sons flourish in their youth like well-nurtured plants. May our daughters be like graceful pillars carved to beautify a palace. May our barns be filled with crops of every kind. May the flocks in our fields multiply by the thousands, even tens of thousands. And may our oxen be loaded down with produce. May there be no enemy breaking through our walls, no going into captivity, no cries of alarm in our town squares. Yes, joyful are those who live like this. Joyful indeed are those whose God is the Lord. Wow, what a life. Imagine living in those conditions. Our children blessed, our animals blessed, our businesses blessed. I'm saying that because in those days, I think the farming of animals and crops was the main business in many households. I know David was a shepherd, so he might have been a farm boy. Basically, the activities, the works of your hands, all blessed. And we think, wow, wouldn't it be nice if we could live like that? And yet, what does the last verse say? Joyful are those who live like this. Joyful indeed are those whose God is the Lord. So this kind of lekker leven is for those whose God is the Lord, and that's you and me. So our lives are blessed to the hilt because our God is the Lord. All the times when God protects us, when he provides for us, when he shelters us, when he shields us from the enemies, and many times we're not even aware of what he is doing. When we seem face to face one day and we see his version of the playback of our lives, we'll see, wow, that missed me by how much? And I didn't even know that was going to do something to me. And all those things that we don't even realize God is doing for us. It's going to be an amazing revelation one day when we see him face to face. But right now, while we're living on this planet, which he created for us to live on and enjoy, let us not be discouraged by those that lie, steal, kill, and destroy. Let's not be discouraged by the things, the circumstances in our lives, because God blesses us abundantly. God gives us food and a shelter, and he gives us oxygen to breathe, and plants, and the waters, and the land, and this planet. He gives us so much, and we've got so much to be grateful for. I just wanted to highlight the verse 9 again. Let us sing praises to our God, who does all this for us. That's why I've gone back to verse 9, because basically we have a reason to praise, to sing praises to our God. The very life in our lungs is reason enough for us to sing hallelujahs to our beautiful, loving Heavenly Father. Let us praise him as we arise and shine, for our light has come.